It's also a very exciting feature, I think, the cookies virtual layers. He will present about them, and they allow to store like SQL-like queries in a QGIS layer, or even combinations of different layers. So and I think he will present about the possibilities, but also about the limitations of the virtual layers.
Hi, my name is Paul Blottier, and I'm here today to talk to you about virtual layers. It's a feature added in QGIS 2.14 by Hugo Mercier. You met him during its earlier presentation. Actually, I'm a French software engineer. I work at Auslandia, and I'm currently working on QGIS as a C++ developer. I have had opportunity to give some training too on development, and especially on the development of Python plugin for QGIS. As I said earlier, Hugo Mercier is the developer of this feature. So. In fact, the starting point of this feature was an expression of requirements made by the French Ministry of Sustainable Development. They wanted to migrate from MapInfo to QGIS, and they was used to use Query Builder tool in order to retrieve information on layers currently shown on the map. And moreover, they wanted to be able to build spatial layer thanks to text files, some kind of text files, and be able to do some filtering on joined layers. So we thought that it was a good idea and a good opportunity to use the virtual table mechanism of SQLite. And the idea was to introduce a new kind of layer in QGIS, and this new kind of layer are called virtual layer. So the idea of a virtual table is just that it's an interface to other layers, and the interface doesn't carry any data. Here, the user can just write a query, and the virtual layer, the interface, is the result of the query. We can see the interface as a view to vector layers, where in our case, these vector layers are the data. And in order to do this, a new kind of data provider was necessary. So we have a QGIS virtual layer provider introduced with this feature. A virtual layer can use layers currently loaded within the project, the QGIS project. But there's a constraint, because in fact, if a user unload a layer, for example, here we have two layers. If the user unload the layer 2, then the virtual table is not available anymore. However, a concept of embedded layer has been added. And thanks to these embedded layers, a user can unload, for example, a virtual layer actually used by the virtual layer, and the virtual layer is still valid and is still available. In this example, we have a virtual layer which uses two vector layers currently loaded, layer 1 and layer 2. And if we define if the layer 2 is specified as an embedded layer, then the layer 2 is not necessarily needed in the QGIS project. Here it's just during the unload, but in the same idea, a user can create a new virtual layer with embedded layers, and it's so a virtual layer can be created without any vector layer currently loaded in the project. To set this idea and to see how to use a new provider lib in this context, I have some Python example. Here it's how we are using the QGIS vector layer class. We have three parameters. The first one pass, the second base name, and the third provider lib. It's within the pass that the user writes the query. And I didn't mention it before, but the query can be a mix between SQL and QGIS expression functions. So the query is indicated thanks to the key name query here. And a file can be specified before the question mark. And this file, either a query is specified and the result of the query will be stored within the file, or it's just a file without any query, then we just say that we want to load a virtual layer. Then the base name is just a virtual layer name. And finally, the provider lib. It's here that we use the nickname of the new virtual data provider, and its nickname is virtual. So for example, we have here the QGIS vector layer class. The first parameter, we have the query just after the question mark with the key name query. And here we select everything coming from two vector layer. And the result of the query is stored in the myvlayer.sql file. And the third parameter, we use the nickname of the provider, of the virtual provider. So in myvlayer.sqlite, we have our virtual layer actually stored. Then here we are just opening an existing virtual layer because we reload in fact the myvlayer.sqlite, and so we don't the query key is not necessary in this case, and we use the virtual nickname of the provider as in the first example. Otherwise, utility class has been introduced, named QGIS Virtual Layer Definition. It's just to facilitate the creation. For example, here, if we want an embedded layer, we can use the addSource method, and thus we define the myfile.shp as an embedded layer. And we, for example, here we can set the query thanks to the set query method. And we have here a virtual layer definition. And we can load a QGIS vector layer thanks to the toString method of the virtual layer definition as the first parameter as a path. It's just to facilitate the usage. Okay, due to the fact that a new kind of layer has been added, we have a new thing in the layer toolbar here. We have a button that which allows to add or to edit virtual layer thanks to this window. On the top of the window, we have the virtual layer name. Then here we can add or remove embedded layers. Here the user can write its query, so a mix between SQL and QGIS expression functions. and we can specify, if needed, some information on the geometry. So here, the query can use each vector layer currently leaded within the project. And it's not, as I said before, it's not necessary just embedded layers. We can just use each virtually vector layers. I have a little demonstration, a video. It's not the last version, but okay. So here we open a new file. We load the file as a then we here we can see the content of the file. We have an X column and a Y column. Thanks to this, we can create a new vector layer, a new virtual layer. Sorry, the file is indicated here. Then we write the query. We are building a point thanks to the X and Y column. And here we just it's just the name of the virtual layer. Then the virtual layer is available here, and we have the point defined in the initial file. We can save, we can store the virtual layer by indicating the file name here. And finally, we can reload the virtual layer thanks to the file previously stored. And we retrieve each information. Okay. The virtual layer in the database manager, there is a new entry here for the virtual layers. Here we have each layer, each vector layer currently loaded in the QGIS project. Then the user can open an SQL window and then write its SQL query. And is able to load the results as a new layer. I have another video too. Publicity.
Not a sponsor,
unfortunately. Nice. I think it's not the good link. Okay, it's too bad. Yes, maybe. Yes, I think. No, it's not this one. Okay, doesn't matter. Too bad. The demonstration was a little video where we see how to use this, but actually it's pretty instinctive. Okay, there is a new tool in the processing toolbox too, to use the virtual layer. This tool is just called execute SQL. In fact, it's an abstraction for the user of the concept of virtual layer. It just has to select here what vector layer he wants. He wants to work on. Each virtual layer, for each vector layer actually loaded, there is a nickname. In this case, it's input one, input two, and so on. Then the user can write its SQL query here, and the SQL query can use each vector layer previously loaded, thanks to this. Okay. We have some plans for the future, for this feature. Actually, I didn't mention it before, but the virtual layers are read-only. So it would be a good idea to add a write support, but it's not so easy because, for example, triggers can be defined by the user, and it would be difficult to manage the editable and its table thing. And another thing that I didn't say before is that the spatial indexes, in fact, there is a hidden field. This hidden field is called search frame, and this field is created for each virtual layer, and the spatial indexes is stored within this field. It would be a good idea to improve the support for spatial indexes in this case. To see how to do this. Okay, if you have some questions, I think it would be best to ask them to Hugo because he's the developer of this feature, so I think he's most capable than me for answering your question. But thank you for your attention.